Rocking you till next Sunday, this is the Manic Monday Show with Casey on Radio Sega.
This week's intriguing question: what can you do on the moon? More next. Play on, play on for the weekend. There's no shaking these Manic Mondays. Memories of freaking. Send that shit to next Sunday. Play on for the weekend. There's no shaking these Manic Mondays. Memories of freaking. Go on until next Sunday.
Sega. This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
It's Wednesday evening, it's past 8 p.m. This must mean it's time for the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega! No, it doesn't mean that, but that's actually what's happening. Welcome everyone, I'm Casey, I'm live from Portugal, as per usual. Well, not usual on a Wednesday, but, you know, I was really, really sick, almost dying on Monday. So, we postponed this episode of the Manic Monday Show to today! And now we have less than 2 hours to do this on time, otherwise Skyblaze will be really, really mad. And so let's try to do this. Welcome to the show, it's the Manic Monday Show on a Wednesday, here to cheer you up. I hope you guys had a great start of a week, even though it said it's the start of your Radio Sega Live week. I forgot to, you know, pull that ident from the playlist there. Yeah, whoops. But you know what I mean. But I hope you had a great Monday and Tuesday. I hope you guys enjoyed all of our Radio Sega Live shows we've had so far. And yes, we started in a great way because, let's see, we had Ronnie Montrose there with In This World from the Mr. Bones soundtrack. What can you do on the moon? Yeah. Then we had Moon Mars, Cocoon Fight BGM1 from The Hybrid Front by Naofumi Hataya. And then we had Ukushima I love this one from Phantasy Star Universe. So that's how we start off this show, I think, in the best way possible, perhaps. And we've got a great show for you guys now. Lots of great music. We've got yet another edition of Say My Name. It's the second to last. So next week it all ends with someone winning a very special prize, which I'll only be announcing next week. So you just have to trust me. Still working on that, actually, but yeah, it's going to be a great prize. So if you want to still have a chance of winning this thing, you should try it. You should try to play and do your best tonight, because it's a very, very interesting thing that we have for you to guess tonight. Yeah, more on that in a few seconds. What else? Join us on Discord, radiose.ga/Discord. That's where the magic happens, where you can take part in all of our conversations, you know, meet other crazy people like yourself, perhaps, or even crazier. And we will discuss what's been happening in the world of Sega Forever, and other stuff. That being said, don't forget to tweet at Radio Sega as well, if you wish, at Radio Sega, hashtag RSManicMonday. You can also use that hashtag, or don't, just tweet at Radio Sega. I'm watching that feed. Let us know if you're excited. By the way, let us know if you're excited about Sega Forever. It's just been announced today, and some of the games have already been, quote-unquote, released. Some of the games had already been released in the past, but had a bit of facelift, in a way. Now have the new Sega Forever ident, which is nice. Maybe I'll try to plug my phone into my mixer and play it for you guys. They also have some very nice push notifications for the games now. I've been getting a few. Since, Sega Forever likes to remind me that I can play these games that I have on my phone now. However, there is this small issue with ads. So, yeah. Let us know. Let us know what you think of this. Some people also have been having some frame rate issues or something. Nothing that I've experienced myself on my iPhone, but I'm not sure. It kind of depends on which device you're using, perhaps. But let me know at Radio Sega or on Discord your thoughts on Sega Forever. It's a little bit different than what we expected from this service. We thought it would be a paid subscription, and you could download all the games that you wanted. But apparently, that's not the case. Let's see what's coming up in the next few days. So yeah, join us on Discord for that, and also join us on Discord for Say My Name. So, as per usual, I've been messing around with my setup, testing stuff for Radio Sega's 24/7 stream, and so there are some technical issues here, but let's try to fix them by playing this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Indeed. It's time for Say My Name. Jamie asks, what version of Sonic 1 is on the service? The latest one, the Taxman version. Yes. So Say My Name, Say My Name. So what I was saying is I've been testing stuff on my setup for Radio Sega. And what happened is that I had to delete my entire Radio DJ database and replace it with a new version of it, so I could test some stuff. And now things are all over the place. But I think I have everything I need for tonight's show. If not, I'll just sing the intros, if that's okay with you guys. Yeah. So what is Say My Name? Say My Name is a game we play every week on the Manic Monday show. We'll be playing it for 2 more weeks, this week and the next one. And then it's goodbye forever. But there, we have a great prize for you guys to win next week. And each week I pick something related to Sega. It can be a character, a person, an object, a console, a game. This week is yet another character. It's always been a character, almost always been a character. This week is no different. So we have another Sega character for you to guess. I'll give you four different clues for you to guess who this character is. You need to be quick, because you get more points if you, you know, are fastest. So if you guess the correct, or give me a correct answer, a correct guess after the first clue, you get 20 points, 15 points after the second, 10 points after the third, and only 5 points after the fourth and final clue. Only catch here is that you get one guess per clue, and you can only take part by sending me a DM on Discord. That's how you can take part in Say My Name each week. So let's start this with clue number one. And surprisingly, it's not male or female character this week. This week, clue number one is millions of years old. Is millions of years old. Think you know the answer? Send me a DM on Discord with your guess. You're now playing for 20 points. So precious, so important, 20 points. And I don't see Rexy around, which means maybe if she's not... I think she's around, she's just a bit silent. But let's see. Let's see what happens. Maybe you can, overthrow her, perhaps. Yeah, who knows. That being said, let's play some music while I wait for your guesses. Let's play a tune. This is Hal and Hiro featuring Hatsune Miku. Rush, A Difficulty.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Mondays suck. That's why we will build a wall between you and the Monday blues. We know music. We have the best music. And we'll play it for you every week on Radio Sega. It's gonna be huge. The Manic Monday Show. Time to make Mondays great again.
Great track there, not one we play very often. So this is from Wrestle War arcade version. This is rounds 1, 4, and 7. Before that we had the ending from the arcade version of Altered Beast, which is now available, I think, the Mega Drive version for the Sega Forever service. I'm Not Afraid of Things Like Gods, the ending theme. And the first one was a tune, Rush, a difficulty, but Hatsune Miku Get Ready version. You know, it's from the Hatsune Miku Get Ready album, which you can request on Radio Sega, actually. It's a great tune, and you should request it all the time. Yeah. So, I asked people for their opinions on Sega Forever. So, @carrot_ghost, the carrot ghost says, terrible audio, sluggish controls, touch controls that make up their own rules. Pretty solid, if you ask me. Okay. @SeggyRainer says, awkward initial lineup for something meant to be about all eras. Poor emulation gives me the impression this whole thing will be low effort. Hoping the likes of Space Harrier, the House of the Dead, Panzer Dragoon, etc. have proper touch controls instead of controller overlays. I've only tried Sonic 1. I have to say I had no issues with it, but some people have been complaining about Comic Zone. Our own PT Kickass had some problems with Comic Zone apparently on his Android device. One thing that they claimed actually is that you can use a proper controller. it's got controller support, so maybe that will help for people with problems with touch controls. Although if you're playing on a mobile device, that's probably, you know, what you expect. You want to use touch controls, right? So it's not really a very useful or practical to be like outside in you know, waiting for the doctor for an appointment or something, and trying to play with the controller and putting the phone on your lap and trying to use a physical controller. That's not really helpful, right? So yeah. But yeah, but probably Sonic 1 is a bit different, as Jamie is saying, because it's the remade version, so probably doesn't have the same issues. By the way, I want to try to play the Sega Forever ident here. Not sure if this is going to work, since, as I said, I've been messing around with my setup. Let's see if this works, if you guys actually can hear this. Let me try and plug this in. Is this possible? Maybe not. Let's see. Nope, not really. Not really working, I think. So yeah, sorry about that. I wanted to play the ident for you guys. Tried to plug in my phone to the mixer, but no can do. Still need to work on this. I've been messing around. It was possible before, but you know, I'll have a few couple of months, or a busy couple of months ahead of me, working things out with some stuff I'm planning for Radio Sega. So yeah, never mind that. But it's a nice ident with, you know, all the rains and the Sega chant. So yeah. Okay. What's been going on? Let me tell you that one person already got this week's Say My Name character. Okay, so this is something that has never happened in this season before. So nothing, this never happened before on this season. I don't think it happened last season either. No, actually it happened last season a couple of times. But it's a first for this season, and someone got 20 points. Ta-da! So if you want to, you know, get 20 points, you still have one music block to go through and to think about this week's character. It's what's the first clue again? I can't even remember. Is million of years old? Is millions of years old? That's the clue, the first clue. So while we play more music, try to think about that. And now, it's time for this.
Third Party Tracks of the Week.
Hey! Hey! Whoa, sorry. Sorry. It started playing before time. Okay. Let's go back a bit. So, as I was saying, Third Party Tracks of the Week. This week we have lots of good stuff to play. So we have something from Lunar 2. We have Battle Garega. We have Capcom vs. SNK2. And we've got Elemental Master. But, we're starting with something else. We're starting with something, with a game that I'm not sure how I should pronounce this. I think it's Super Headlight? Headlight? I'm not sure. But it's a good game. Some people love it. So let's play that. This is the main theme for Super Something by Shigeru Tomita on the Manic Monday Show. Thank you.
You're listening to the Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Megalomaniac, Stage 6 Bass from Battle Garega, the Saturn version here on the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega. We play the best Sega music 24/7, and from time to time we also play some non-Sega tracks like these ones, third-party tracks of the week on the Manic Monday Show. Next week we won't have third-party tracks, because it's the final episode of the month, and so I'm going to try to put together a C64-based show. Still haven't started to prepare for that. And I have no idea when I will find the time for that, I have to say. Maybe Sunday evening or something, yeah. But it's a promise. I've been promising this from the beginning of this season of the show, so I have to fulfill my promise. I will try to find a way to find some. I have all C64 music. I have all of it. I just have to sort through everything, find out what is Sega, what is not Sega, and try to put together a decent show for you guys. Maybe it'll be a shorter show next week. Who knows? Maybe I'll have to fill the rest of the show with some gizoogling of, I don't know, of something. Or maybe we'll just have a very long ceremony, a very long crowning ceremony of our Say My Name champion next week. Who knows? Who knows? Yep. So, let's talk about what we just played there. We had the main theme of Super Highlight. So people seem to agree with me on this. This seems to be Super Highlight. That's how you should pronounce it, apparently. So I'm going to go with that. Main theme from Super Highlight. That's how we started that block of music. Then we had Justice, Leo's theme from Lunar 2 Eternal Blue, and this last track was Megalomaniac, Stitch 6 bass from Battle Garega, the Saturn version. We have more tunes incoming, but first, it's time to pause this and play this again.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
It's time for Say My Name yet again. Okay, so it's time for clue number two. Not many people have tried their luck, but one of those people actually got 20 points, so congrats to the person that will remain unnamed until the end of the show. Where is my pen? Oh, here it is. Whoa. Okay. This is my pen. I have a pen. I have an app. No. Clue number two, right? So you're now playing for 15 points. Clue number two will probably help a bit. I don't think this is actually that hard. So let's see. So clue number one was, is millions of years old. Clue number two is able to grant powers to other creatures. Is able to grant powers to other creatures. Okay, so that's clue number two. Think you know who this character is? Send me a DM. I'm KC on Discord. Send me a DM over there. And if you get it correctly, you get 15 points. If not, there's always clue number three. In the meantime, let's play more music. It's time for a great tune from Elemental Master. This is Like the Wind, Stage 2. Enjoy.
Radio Sega.
I have just one question for you. Are you ready? Are you ready for Monday night when Radio Sega Champ KC hosts the Manic Monday Show? Right now, you can listen to this awesome free radio live show event for absolutely nothing at all. Only on Radio Sega.
We'll be right back.
This one, Sephiroth from Capcom vs. SNK 2, Mark of the Millennium 2001. Third-party tracks of the week there for you guys. Before that, we had Tunari! Tunari! Yeah, let's go Tunari. From Sagaya, aka Darius 2. And the first track was Like the Wind, Stage 2 from Elemental Master. I quite like the soundtrack to Elemental Master, I have to say. Good game and actually a good soundtrack as well. So yeah, maybe we'll have to play more Elemental Master at some point on Radio Sega. That being said, it's all the time we have for third-party tracks of the week. But I have to say, people are starting to, you know, get this week's characters. So yeah, I've had some correct guesses already. Not sure what's gonna happen. After all this, yeah, I'm kind of, you know, curious to know how the overall leaderboard will be at the end of this show. I do not know. I am really, really curious. But it's time to move on. Don't forget, you can still vote for the People's Choice segment. So this week we're celebrating World Music Day. World Music Day. And so we have some music-related songs on the People's Choice survey or poll. We have something from Echo Jr., something from Project Eva X, Sonic Advance 2, Space Channel 5 Part 2, Yakuza Kenzen, and a remix by Zircon of a track from Tales and the Music Maker. Vote for that! But yes, you can vote for three of them, or you have to vote for three of them, and the most voted, the top three, will be played later on during the show. But now, it's time for something else. Something that, this being a Wednesday, will not be a surprise anymore. But, you know, I'm still gonna play these tracks. It's time for this!
Radio Sega's Request Charts.
Indeed. Radio Sega's Request Chart. So you guys now know what the tracks are because they've been posted on the website. But I'm still going to play them. So we have something from Phantasy Star 4, something from the Temporal Duality Oster Remix album, and an Initial D arcade stage track. Okay, so let's not waste any more time. Let's play the tracks. This is last week's Radio Sega, or Radio Sega's Request Chart. This is the top three. Enjoy.
Number three. We'll be right back.
You control Radio Sega. Register as a member. Click the playlist and request button and request your favorite tracks. They'll be on the stream shortly. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Number 2.
To come.
Check this out.
The People's Choice segment. To vote for the three tracks you'd like to hear on the show, go to radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice.
Do it!
Number one.
We'll be right back.
Fart! Gas! Yes, gas. Initial the arcade stage, last week's number one, your most requested track on RadioSega.net. Somehow, someway, every time an Initial D arcade stage plays on Radio Sega, all we see is GIFs of cars racing. I wonder why. That's really, really weird. It's weird how we all think of cars when an Initial D arcade stage track plays. Indeed, that's how it goes. That's Radio Sega for you. Always crazy and weird stuff happening around here. Especially our Discord page or server, radiose.ga/discord, if you want to join and check out some car gifts. Please do so, and please share some of your own as well, especially during, plays of Initial D arcade stage tracks. Yes, that was your top three of the week. Number three, Laughter from Phantasy Star for the End of the Millennium. Number two, a Port and Nexus with Two Futures, a Stardust Speedway Japanese version, a remix from the OC Remix version of... not version, from the OC Remix album Temporal Duality, yes. And Gas from Initial D Arcade Stage was your number one, your most requested track of the week. Don't forget, you can go to RadioSega.net and click playlist and requests, or just go to radiose.ga/playlist to check out our full playlist of Sega tracks. You can request them at any point, and the most requested tracks will be played by myself, at least until this show isn't off season, and at least until Rafsig doesn't come back with the chart topping show. That being said, again, I ask you guys, what would you like to see, or hear, or listen to, when the Manic Monday show is off air? So, I still haven't decided on an exact date for the season finale. It's going to be sometime in July, probably second week of July, probably. But, you know, when the Manic Monday show, the second season is over, there's not going to be a show on Radio Sega. So, would you like to see, listen to something different on Radio Sega? What would you like to listen to on Monday evenings, on Radio Sega? Do you have any idea? Do you have any suggestions? Let us know. We're also working on a survey, like a listener experience survey, for everyone that listens to Radio Sega or doesn't listen to Radio Sega but wants to or has heard of Radio Sega in the past but hasn't yet clicked that listen button, but we're working on a survey to ask you guys what you would like to see on Radio Sega's website, what you'd like to listen to on Radio Sega, and other stuff as well. So we're working on that, so you can start thinking of some suggestions and share them, or kc@radiosega.net for suggestions on anything Radio Sega related. Doom Girl says, I would like a Radio Sega party. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe that will happen. Maybe like a trial show. Okay. Time for something else. Time for this again.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Vertex says, switch Radio Sega to YouTube. No. Say my name, clue number three. Clue number three. That being said, some people already at 15 points. So, yeah. But you know, there are still some people who haven't got it yet. So, let's try and help you with another clue. So, clue number three can be as helpful and as it can be disturbing and not helpful, actually. So number one is millions of years old. Number two is able to grant powers to other creatures. Clue number three. Clue number three. Balls! Balls! That's clue number three. Balls. So if you think you know the answer, who is this week's character, I wonder? Send me a DM on Discord for 10 points. It's balls! If you're a long-time Radio Sega listener, this will be familiar, especially from the Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown Times. You'll probably recognize this, but if you're not, and if you know this character, it will be... Yeah, it will, you know, it will make sense. So, I have to say, some people have... were close, or have been close with some of their guesses, but have since strayed away from the path of the light. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Yeah, but so yeah. Research, people. Research. Google. Bing. Use Bing. That helpful search engine. Or maybe not. And while you do that, I'm going to play more music because that's what I'm here for. Don't forget you can vote for the Manic Monday choice or the People's Choice segment by going to radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice, celebrating World Music Day. We have something from Echo Junior, something from Hatsune Miku Project Eva X, because it's a rhythm game, something from Sonic Advance 2, something from Space Channel 5 Part 2, also because it's a rhythm game, Yakuza Kenzan, and a Zircon remix of A Tales and the Music Maker track. So there's that. Pick three. The top three, the most voted tracks, will be played on the show right after this next block of music, which has no theme. So let's start with a cool remix. Let's start with a Plasma 3 music track. This is his Splash Wave remix. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
some blast processing to your day. This is Radio Sega.
The Manic Monday Show with KC. Only on Radio Sega.
Desire! Initial the arcade stage right there for you guys. Yeah! Can't stop the fire! That's it. Initial the arcade stage there, and obviously we've had Dark Shadow 7 there saving the day with a drifting car gif. Obviously, because that's you know, mandatory when an Initial D arcade stage track plays on Radio Sega. Yeah, and that being said, let's all give a warm welcome to Buta! Yay! I have no sound effects whatsoever, so I don't have an applause sound effect, but yay! Yay! Buta is in the Discord chat, everyone. Welcome. It's been a while. I hope you're doing well, m'lady. Buta is also the only person that hasn't yet guessed this week's Say My Name character that got that last reference of that third clue. And so, yeah. Balls! But shh. Don't say that. Don't say anything about that, though. Otherwise, you'll help people trying to guess and trying to Google stuff. Veritex is asking if the woods in Portugal are still burning. Yes, there is still a big fire going on in Portugal. Actually, it's been contained now, but still going. Not extinct yet, so it's big tragedy, actually, you know, biggest tragedy we've ever had like this. Although every year it's the same thing, we always have these big fires and no one seems to be able to do anything about it. Yeah, that's sad. But yeah, nothing. That's not something I want to talk about here. This is a happy place. This is a happy place. So let's talk about our People's Choice segment instead. Oh, before that, let me tell you what tracks I just played. We had Mad Desire from Initial D Arcade Stage. Before that, we had Hydro Funk by Opus Science Collective, and also the Splash Wave Remix, the Synth Wave, Retro Wave, Outrun Remix by Plasma 3 Music. Great tune there. As I was saying, it's time to talk about the People's Choice segment. Let me check out the poll. I believe I can indeed close this now. Let's see, let me just refresh the page. Yeah, quite a few of you have voted this week, which is great. Oh no! Oh no! We have a tie at number 3. So I'm gonna give you guys a couple more seconds to vote. Okay, so radiose.ga/ManicMondayChoice. If you haven't voted yet, this is your chance. You have a few more seconds. If you don't, I'm gonna have to ask Mr. Random.org what he thinks of these two tracks that are tied at third place, and just play one of them. Yeah, so that's it. That being said, okay, so maybe I'll take this moment while I'm waiting for you guys to vote. Maybe I'll take this moment to actually announce something. I was gonna do that later, but let's do that now. We have a few seconds here. So, some of you, at least one of you, I think Viper, if I'm not mistaken, noticed something on the Radio Sega website. So if you go to radiose.ga/shows, you can find our current lineup of shows. But on that page, if you click past and off-season shows, you can see, previous shows that aired on Radio Sega, or just off season as well. So obviously, if you've been paying attention to the Discord page, CD-ROM 1019 has announced that Chaos Control Center is returning on July 7th. Yes, that's right. So Friday, July 7th, Chaos Control Center is coming back. But I'm pleased to announce that, and that's how Viper figured it out. He went to the past and off-season shows page, and he saw different art for Last Call. And this can only mean that Last Call is coming back for another season and returning July 7th as well. Yes, July 7th, Fridays at around 11 p.m. So it's going to be a great day for Radio Sega listeners, because you have 7 p.m. UK time, Topical Resort, 9 p.m. UK time, Rexy with Sega Mixer Drive, 11 p.m. you have Last Call, and at midnight you have Chaos Control Center. So it's going to be a packed Friday, actually packed a few Fridays, because Last Call is going to run from July 7th until early September. No, hopefully with no interruptions in the middle, so it's going to be full like 8 or 9 weeks. Ah, words. Rexy says, but Kissy, what will this mean for RSN Live? Yeah, that's, there's RSN Live as well, yes, after Chaos Control Center, although technically that's basically more Saturday, right? Yeah, but yeah, so it's gonna be a packed Friday as it had been before, but this time lots and lots of shows. So Last Call returning July 7th. Many of our we have many of our guest DJs from past seasons returning, some new people as well, so let's see what happens this time. And that being said, it's time to check out the poll. Let's see if anyone else voted. They have, and the tie is broken, which means we can now close the poll. If I can. Why doesn't this close? Close! Okay, it's closed. So yeah, time for this.
People's Choice!
Yeah, People's Choice. The people have spoken, the people have voted. You had quite a few tracks to choose from, 6 tracks as per usual, all of them dedicated to World Music Day, but only three of them can be played. That's why it's the top 3. It makes sense. So let's play one of them in no particular order. This is one of those tracks that you voted for the most. From Space Channel 5 Part 2, this is My Happiness, the Tom Jones A-Go-Go Mix.
Still alone at twilight, outside of city lights, I found something like a ship without a sail, without a sail. Could be lost if you were not with me, with me. Just now we are a cook in a cottage pie. Sometimes you look out of the window. Show me today, my sweet home. It is
that's the place where you are with me. Just now you are singing with the radio. You know I have something to tell you. And we have so many memories with us here. We can dance all through the night. And there are romance rises high. My sweet home, it is the place of love.
Listen to this show again.
Download the podcast that will be available shortly on RadioSega.net and the iTunes Store, or stream it on Stitcher.
Thank you. listening to the Manic
Monday
Show with Casey.
君の奥に眠る記憶はどこに夢叶えるかな忘れないで愛
Projective X, this is ID. That's right. Michi M featuring Hatsune Miku and Megarine Luca love this track. And this was one of the most voted for by you guys on the People's Choice Poll of the Week, dedicated to World Music Day. And funnily enough, we only had one track with music in the title. That was Music Plant Act 1 from Sonic Advance 2. The other two, we had Space Channel 5 Part 2, This Is My Happiness, and then ID from Project Diva X, which were the rhythm game tracks. So yeah, still music. It's all music, so it's all good. Good tracks there. I was sad that people didn't vote for the Zircon remix of Tales and the Music Maker. Maybe next time. Maybe next time. Anyway, I think you guys still need another clue. So no guesses for 10 points. Or did I see this wrong? Did I miss any of your DMs? No, I didn't. You guys actually... No one actually... sent me any guesses after balls. Balls was the best clue ever on Say My Name, and you guys, yeah. So I'm really disappointed at you guys. I know I knew you guys sucked, but this is ridiculous. So I think Rex says the best clue gets the worst response. Yeah. Yeah. Doomgirl says maybe they all already got it. No, only 3 people got it so far. So, yeah. Anyway. Sucked. Balls. Yeah, I know. I got that too. Pervert. II 1980. Anyway. Time for this. Time to pause this and play this instead.
Say my name. Say my name. Say my name. Say my name.
And Cerberus got it! So apparently Sega Forever is just a mobile subscription. Yes, that's what we've been saying for the past few weeks. Why don't you guys listen to us? Yes, we've known that for a while now. All the hints, all the promo packages, the cassette tape and everything. It's all from the mobile division of Sega. So yes. Why? Yeah. Anyway, it's time for Say My Name for the last clue. And so let's share clue number 4. Clue number 4 is... So let me just remind you of the previous clues. Number 1 was, is millions of years old. Number 2, is able to grant powers to other creatures. Number 3, balls. Number 4, lives in the ocean and first appeared in Echo the Dolphin. Lives in the ocean and first appeared in Echo the Dolphin. All of the face palming right now, I think. For 5 points, this is your last clue. Send me a DM on Discord. Let's see what's happening. Cerberus says, was at least expecting something worthwhile. Well, it is worthwhile. I think I'll talk about that in a different time, maybe a different show, but I think this is mostly not for us old timers, but for new people, younger people who are now more attached to their phones than consoles and whatnot, and probably never experienced old Sega games, so maybe that's what they're aiming for. But yeah, something for a different time, different show. In the meantime, while I wait for your guesses, it's time for this.
Chill Tracks of the Week.
Oh, the waves. Yeah. Chill Tracks of the Week on Radio Sega's The Manic Monday Show. So we only have 2 tracks this week, but one of them is from Valkyria Revolution, a game that is coming out next week on the PS4 and Xbox One, if I'm not mistaken. So, Xbox One X, PS4, Pro. Don't think this game has any features for those higher-end consoles, but PS4 and Xbox One. Anyway, Valkyrie Revolution and Persona Q, 2 amazing chill tracks for you guys to relax while you wait for The Hidden Palace, which is coming in a few minutes to Radio Sega with Skyblaze. But for now, enjoy Drifting to Tender Memories from Valkyrie Revolution.
Manic Monday Show with Casey.
かけないでいた
Changing Me from Persona Q Shadow of the Labyrinth, closing off the Chill Tracks of the Week segment for this week on the Manic Monday Show on a Wednesday. What do you know? It has happened before. It has happened quite a few times this season. I'm an old man and my health is not as great as before. Before that we had Drifting to Tender Memories from Valkyrie Revolution. A game that comes out next week, and I'm gonna get it, and I hope you guys get it too, because it's from the great Valkyrie Chronicles series, and hopefully is not a bad game. That's all I'm asking. Don't make it a bad game. Please be good. Yes. What else should I talk about? There's a little something called Say My Name, right? There's also a little something called You Guys Suck. That's also something to discuss. So I think I should play this and just get on with it.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Indeed. Say My Name. So entries are now closed. Apologies for that. If you were wanting me to share another clue, no, that's not gonna happen. So it's just four clues, and not many of you got it. Only six of you got it, which is sad. In the words of the American of the current American present, sad. Yeah, let's see what happened. So let's look at the clues. Number one is millions of years old. Number two is able to grant powers to other creatures. Number three, balls. Number four, lives in the ocean and first appeared in Echo the Dolphin. So the answer was obviously the Asterite from Echo the Dolphin, from the Echo the Dolphin series, Echo the Dolphin and Echo to the Tides of Time. The Asterite. This character is made entirely up of balls. It's made up entirely of balls, so it's just balls or globes. So, yeah. And we have Fête de la Musique, this week's Manic Doodle with the Baron. Fête de la Musique is quite nice. But yeah, so the Asterite is just globes. It's just globes. And actually, part of both games is you trying to retrieve some of the missing globes of the Asterite. But if you're a long-time Radio Sega listener, especially since the RS Top 40 times, you'll probably remember those few weeks when balls was something. Especially during the Echo the Dolphin special of Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. You can download that from our media section or Apple Podcasts and Stitcher and all of that. I know some of you guys still download the DRS Top 40 podcasts. I know you do, so that's nice. I think it's still one of the most downloaded podcasts on Radio Sega, which is quite interesting since it's been off-season or it's ended 2 years ago. That actually is interesting. Anyway, let's see what happened this week. So we had, with 5 points, Opus Science, Dark Shadow 7 and Jamie. With 15 points, Rexy and Doomgirl. And this week's Grand Champion, with 20 points, we had Veritex! Yay! So Veritex got 20 points. Amazing. However, it seems things haven't changed much. So let's see. They have changed for Veritex, because this gives him a chance for next week. So all will be revealed next week. Who will win this last season ever of Say My Name? Let's see what happens. So with 5 points, we have Skyblaze and Dark Shadow 7. With 15 points, we have Lucas and Sarah Rose 96. With 30 points, we have II 1980. With 40 points, we have Tweeny. In joint third place, we have BFF's Opus Science and Jamie, 6-4-3-2-6, 55 points. Second place, joint second place, we have Veritex and Doomgirl, 70 points. In first place, Rexy with 85 points. So it's going to be hard for Doomgirl or Veritex, the only two people that actually can beat Rexy next week, but it's going to be hard for them. So Rexy is probably going to be the winner of this last season of Say My Name, but we never know what will happen next week. So, you know, stay tuned next week, next Monday, on Radio Sega, the Manic Monday Show, with the final edition of Say My Name ever. Indeed. So yeah, that's it for this week's show. I was asked to overrun, so that's why I've been overrunning for the past 9 minutes or so. But my time is up. Skyblaze is up next with The Hidden Palace. Please be sure to stay tuned and check that out as well. It's a great show focused on trivia on and interesting facts on your favorite Sega and third-party games on Sega consoles. So stay tuned for that. Don't forget to check out other live shows, radiose.ga/shows. There is no episode of the Sega Lounge this week, as previously announced. We have no guests for the week, but next week we'll be back with another guest, another interview, which will be recorded in the next couple of days and will be announced soon as possible. So yeah, stay tuned for that. I'll be back on Monday with the C64 special episode of the Manic Monday Show. Not sure how that's gonna work. I still need to find the time to make it happen, but it's gonna work. It's gonna happen. I don't know how, but yes. And I will leave you with a track that's, you know, for all of you that get turned on by music. You know, the music really turns me on as well. And so from Jet Set Radio, I leave you with That's Enough. I've been KC. This has been the Manic Monday Show on a Wednesday, and I'll be back next Monday. Thank you for listening. Have a good week. Bye bye. Yeah.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.